I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. What started as an effort toward unity in the Central African Republic ended in horror. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains what happened 2 days ago after a military ceremony in the capital city.
Apparently, shortly after the interim president had left the scene, some of the soldiers there pulled a man apparently out of the crowd who they thought had been part of the rebels and murdered him right there.
The violence has a lot of elements, some religious, some tribal, and some criminal. It won't be easy to settle, but it's created some gospel opportunities. VOM is sending a worker to find the best way they can come alongside believers. In the meantime, let me ask you to pray. And after more than 40 years in Haiti, Compassion International is still in the business of growing leaders. MNN's Katie Harth is there and wraps up her series from Loganoff.
On the northeast coast of Loganoff lies a tiny village called Trulijan. Through a translator, Compassion's program director tells me what the children of Trulijan face every day.
The children in this area had many problems, economic problem, health problem. No hospital in this area. We must go far from here to find a hospital.
Compassion works with the local church to run feeding programs, provide basic health care, and so much more. You can read the full report on our website. Could you pray for this project today?
I ask you to pray for the pastor, pray for the staff, pray for the children too.
From Loganoff, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. It's a real but fictional depiction of rebel insurgency in the DRC. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.